This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 42 for Wednesday, August 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Wednesday as they dispense with any support from yesterday's Stat Canada report. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $2.60 at $809.20 per ton, and the January contract loses $3.60 at $814.80 per ton. Losses in the Chicago soy complex are putting pressure on canola, but there's some support from upticks in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady, providing little direction to the vegetable oils. Daytime highs across the prairies vary from the low 20 degrees Celsius to pushing towards 30 degrees. Over the next couple of days, a system is forecast to bring rain to parts of the region. Manitoba says its overall province-wide harvest is 18% complete. Only Manitoba Central Region reports any progress in the canola harvest at 15% finished. Strong crush margins continue to underpin canola values, with the nearby positions well over $200 per ton above futures. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday afternoon, taking advantage of weakness in the United States dollar. The loonie climbs to 73.85 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.57. The weather forecast for the U.S. Corn Belt remains hot and dry, which threatens the region's corn and soybean crops. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 266,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. This marks the fifth consecutive day of large soybean sales. Reports say water levels on the Mississippi River are falling due to drought and barge restrictions are to be implemented. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The November contract is down 6 cents at $13.87 per bushel. October soy oil gives up almost 7 tenths of a cent at 64.09 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal loses $1.60 at $411 per short ton. Corn is lower as its December contract falls 6 cents at $4.81 per bushel. Oats are weaker, with its December contract tumbling 16.5 cents at $5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December gains 6.5 cents at $6.07. Kansas City December is up 2.5 cents at $7.32. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December sheds 6.5 cents at $7.79. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 30th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.